I fucking figured it out. I figured this shit out. I figured out. It just hit me. It just hit me. I was watching the Instagram reel. The guy was asking women about their what a woman is, right? And they can't answer. They couldn't answer the question. You know why they can't answer the question? Because they were fearful. Because they don't have to say they were fearful. You can look in their eyes. You can look in their response to the question of what is a woman. It's fear. The bad parts, the evil parts of the trans community, they are basing everything they do off of fear. And they're utilizing social media to its potential, to its full potential. And that is the scariest part of what's going on right now. The scariest part is that if you don't fall in line with what the vocal minority wants you to do, you're in trouble. Especially if you find yourself having your whole career online. If you are a content creator, because here's the thing, like nowadays, a lot of people want to be content creators. A lot of people want to be popular online. So it's easy to scare people like that because we're already sensitive enough to not want to find real legit jobs in real life because it's hard enough in real life, but it's easier online. I know it's weird, it's a weird thing to say, but trust me, okay? It's all my personal experience, but like, it's fear-mongering. It's what it is. The evil parts of the, not all trans people are evil. I'm never going to say that. What I'm trying to say is that the select group of trans people who decided that they want to scare everybody into doing what they want other people to do. Those people are the issue, right? And a lot of times, a lot of them are men. Are men. So, what I want to say is that we as men need to step up and stop allowing other men to just do whatever, okay? Like, I don't want to be the one to say bring back bullying, but, I mean, let's be honest. Let's be honest, you know, there's some people who are doing some vile shit who should have been bullied. I'm just saying. Okay, I'm lucky enough to say that I wasn't really bullied when I was younger because I stayed out of the way. And I was just cool with a lot of people. But I can't say that for other people. And the bullying isn't good. Especially if bullying becomes physical. It's not good. Especially if it becomes like psychologically damaging. To the point where like the kid wants to hurt themselves. And yeah, obviously like that's not good. But like, let's be honest. You know, there gotta be a certain limit to it. Okay. It's natural. It needs to happen. Because if you just let kids do anything, then you're going to basically what's happening now. You're going to foster psychopathic, sociopathic, crazy people who just think they can just do whatever because their parents let them do whatever. And the adults in their lives just let them do any and everything. So now they're running around doing whatever and telling other people that they're the bad guy for doing what is normal. Right? It's fear-mongering. That's all I'm going to say. It's fear-mongering. Okay? Drinking water. It's fear-mongering. I'm sorry. I hate to say it. You know, if you're a trans person and you're part of the trans community, but you don't see yourself as the toxic part of the community, you need to step the fuck up and call your own people out, okay? Because here's the thing. I don't think that trans people are really a part of the quilt bag. I'm be honest with you. I don't think they're part of the quilt bag. And when I say quilt bag, I mean LGBTQ, but quilt bag sounds cooler. So I'm gonna say quilt bag. I don't think trans people are part of the LGBTQ community. When they transition and they find their opposite sex. Like, here's the problem though, right? Because it's like, cool. I mean, if you are attracted to the opposite sex before you transition, which is if you're a woman and you're attracted to guys, and you transition to a guy, and you're attracted to guys, you're still straight because technically you're natural, like you were born a woman. So like, you're still straight. You're not gay, but if you want to identify as a guy and consider yourself gay, then that's, yes, your own prerogative. But the thing is, like, it's so weird to me how, like, if the evil parts of trans community, if they think that that being trans is part of the quilt bag or the LGBT community, then why the fuck are they trying to stop kids from just either being gay or straight? Like, why are they trying to stop this? Like, what do they hate so much about being gay or straight? Like, I don't get it. You know what I mean? Like, it almost feels like the gay community, it almost feels like the gay people had to fight for their rights. And then as soon as we got the rights, like, not even 10 years later, we're already starting to get attacked from our own people again? Like, how does that even make sense? Like, it's fucked up, you know? It just sucks, man. It sucks to see this happen. And, yeah, it's fear-mongering. You know, a lot of people are saying that, well, you know, that's what they feel like. Like, you're appeasing. Like, this is the same thing that happens, like, when I remember when I was in school, right? I remember that when a mentally disabled person would come into the room, right? Or in any environment. We had to watch what we say. We had to, you know, not be so abrasive or whatever, right? Because we had to make sure this person wasn't, you know, was okay, you know, because we cared about them, right? But then people who weren't mentally disabled, who weren't in special ed classes, saw the amount of treatment and the amount of good treatment that they were getting, that the mentally disabled people were getting. And they was like, you know what? I want that treatment too. So they started acting like them. So they started saying that I am this and I am that, and now you must treat me with respect. When that's not how this shit works. It's not how it should work. It's not how it should work. Okay? And I'm only saying this because this is how I genuinely feel. This is genuinely how I feel it happened. This is how I think it happened. They saw mentally disabled people in a special ed class, and they was like, wow, they get treated so beautifully. Everybody in the school treats them respect and loves them and stuff. I want that. Right? Instead of dealing with my own problems, I'm gonna make a new problem and force other people to deal with my problems. So I don't have to deal with my own problems. You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying, right? I hope you are. Because this shit is getting insane. And it sucks because, like, I gotta talk about this on this podcast, and I can't really say it on a platform I can't say it on YouTube or TikTok or whatever because those places are completely and utterly controlled by people who want to be coddled and taken care of without taking care of themselves first. Because they're fucking lazy as shit, okay? I won't say that I'm not lazy. I won't say that other people aren't lazy. But that's a different type of lazy. That's an insane amount of manipulatively lazy, okay? So lazy to the point where you have to manipulate other people to let you be lazy. Like, that's insane to me. That's absolutely insane to me. I'm lazy, but I'm not gonna manipulate or gaslight other people into keeping me lazy, into so I can continue to be lazy. No. Whatever happens to me happens. Okay, I'm gonna do what I do. Okay, and if I end up fucking up, it's because I fucked up. It's because I made the decision that I fucked up. So now I gotta make the decision to get out of this rut and fix myself. That's. It's how I work on, it's how I, you know, do it. If I'm lazy, then, you know, I gotta make that decision. Like, what am I gonna do now? You know, like, it's just, ugh. It's just so annoying, man. It just sucks to hear, it sucks to see that this shit is happening right now, you know? It's like, whatever happened to just being gay, or lesbian, or pan, or bi? You know what I mean? Like, why, I don't know. I don't want to disrespect trans people. It's just hard not to, because every time I see a trans, not every time, but a lot of times I see trans people online. Oh my God. They're like the worst type of people, man. I don't get it, man. It just seems like, the whole trans thing, it just seems like bullshit to me. It just does. It just seems like absolute bullshit to me. But that's just me. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. It just seems like bullshit. It just seems like a dumb, like, excuse to not deal with your problems. You know what I mean? Like, at least when you're gay, it's not like you're moving away from an issue. When you're gay, when you admitted that you're gay and you tell people that you're gay, you're fixing problems. Because the problem came from, oh, well, I don't fit into this narrative that my family wants me to be in. So, I'm gay, guys, right? But being trans is like, everybody, when they're young, like, a lot of kids, when they're young, they're interested in a lot of things. So if they end up, like, wearing a girl's dress or wearing girl's clothes as a boy, like, that's just something they're just interested in doing at the time. That does not mean that they're trans. That does not mean that they're fucking trans. I'm sorry. It just, that pissed me off. That is just so fucking dumb. It's like, it's just logic. Use your fucking common sense. Common sense. It almost feels like there's been generations of parents not knowing how to parent their child, so they end up making up new shit to figure out how to parent their own child, when the fucking rules to parent your child has been there for fucking millennia. What the how to do it right anyway, and it's been there. People have talked about it in books, videos, like, and they're just making up shit. Like, I don't know. Let me shut up and get off of here before I keep going. Yeah, that's all for today. Bye. You know what? I'm not done. All right? Look, this shit is getting out of control. Okay? You know why it's getting out of control? Because women have been fighting for their rights to be individuals and fighting for, you know, to be themselves, to be seen as their own people for so long. Just for men dressed as women to tell other women that they're not valid as a woman. That's insane to me. That's absolutely insane to me. That's insane. That's insane to me. That's absolutely fucking insane to me. Like, that's yo, I'm gonna lose my mind. I'm gonna lose my shit. I'm actually pissed off. I'm actually pissed off. Not because, like, I'm not trying to be on White Knight and all that. I'm just, like, it genuinely is dumb as fuck, right? It genuinely is dumb that nobody has noticed this yet. I haven't seen anybody notice this. About the fact that women have been fighting for their right to be their own people. Now that they are their own people, all of a sudden, there's a new class of people, quote unquote trans people, to come in, and now they're using the power that the women have gained from fighting for their right to be their own person. They're using that and exploiting it for their own gain. Other men are using it and exploiting it for their own gain. Like that, how have feminists, like, if you're a feminist, if you are an absolute feminist, okay? I'm gonna send this to my mom because I don't want her listening to this shit. I don't send this, and my mom is a, and my mom, I is a feminist. She's a, like, a traditional feminist. So, like, but I just figured it out because how in the fuck is this, how is this okay? How is this actually okay? Like, genuinely, right? Like this is like men who are dressing up as women, right? Cross-dressing. For some reason, nobody wants to use the word cross-dressing anymore, but that's what they're doing. Men dressing up as women, that's cross-dressing, okay? The only thing different is that they're trying to go the full mile and actually be women. You know why? Because women fought for their right to be individuals. Now that they're starting to be individuals and they're able to do what they want to do because they fought for that right. And because they fought for that right, now the men in charge, right, or the elites, if you want to, let's just say elites for lack of a better word, the elite men saw, they backed up, like, oh, our bad, let's go ahead and, you know, it's the same thing with black people, they're the same shit with black people, let's be honest. They gave, you know, women their little, their shine. And then out of nowhere, these trans people want to show up as soon as the women are starting to get comfortable in their individuality? A little weird to me. It's a little weird to me. I'm just saying. I'm just saying it's a little weird to me. It's, the timing is a little weird to me. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say. Okay? Because yes, there's women who transition to be men, okay? That's a thing, okay? But that's just what's it called? A consequence or a more like a ripple effect, right? That's kind of like the, like, oh, that's just the aftermath. That's just kind of like the mentality, right? That's kind of like the, what is it called? Like the I need to read more books. I need better words to say. But like overall, like because they've started to teach this mentality, right? That it, the first inkling of the opposite of the opposite, you know, gender that you have, that you feel, like all of a sudden, oh, a woman, you know, she has a little bit of toughness to her. Oh, she must be a dyke. Oh, she must be, she, you know, you can be a transgender. You know what I mean? You can go and be a man because you have man quality, you have masculine qualities. No. I say no. That is not how that works, okay? I personally, I say no because that is just because, like, and same thing with the guy. Same thing, oh my God, a guy is a little fruity. Oh, he must have, he must, you know, the kid is a little fruity. Let's go ahead and make him a girl just because, you know, That's what's popular right now. I sound crazy. I don't know if I sound crazy. I think I sound crazy. But I'm just saying, like, this shit is really dumb. It's really actually dumb because it's like there's work and effort that were pelvis put in to get women to be seen as equal to men. And then all of a sudden, now a bunch of men want to decide that they're going to take over what the women did. Like, I was in, like the whole thing, trans men, trans, was it? Trans women? Trans men? I don't know. Trans women, trans men are women, or trans women are women, right? And it's like, no, you're not. You're a dude who's dressing up as a woman. Okay? You're faking as a woman because you know it's easier to be a woman. Okay? I'm sorry to say it to the women, okay? Like, let's just admit it is easier to be a woman. Like, all you gotta do, if you really wanted to, get you an Instagram, show some titty, show some ass, niggas will pay for you. It is what it is, okay? And that's just how it is. That it is what it is, okay? That's if you want to cheat the game, okay? If you don't want to cheat the game and you want to just, make it do general, just, live your life, do what you want to do, and then just, actually, seek out men. Like, and it's not like it's hard. Like, just go up to a guy and say, "Hey, you want to go out?" Like, I know, obviously, that comes with, like, the whole, social anxiety and the whole, all the other shyness and stuff like that. I get it, okay? But I promise you, you will have much more, you get much more yeses than you will nos. That's just facts. That's just facts of the situation. Any woman can, like, a woman who, to me, if a woman to me is like a 5 out of 10 on the scale of attractiveness, and she comes up to me and says, "Hey, you want to go out one day?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." She's a 5 out of 10 for me. I'm cool with that. I ain't got no issue. Shit. Like, I ain't got no issue with that. Like, at all. Because, like, I'm gonna say yes. Most guys are probably gonna say yes. But that's not the point, okay? I'm going off a tangent. The point is just, women, you need to take your power back. Because you are losing it to evil men who think they're just going to get away with this shit. I'm going to be honest with you, okay? I'm not going to sit here and be like all trans men are, or trans women are evil. But the only reason why they're trans women is because it's easier to be a woman than it is a man, okay? It is what it is. Or if they're young trans women, it's because their parents or an adult in their life has manipulated them into thinking that it's better to be a woman than a man. And they lied to them. And they manipulated them. And that's a layer of trauma that hasn't even been dealt with. They probably will never be dealt with because they think it's okay. The amount of gaslighting. The amount of gaslighting that y'all women are getting from trans women is insane to me. I'm just, this is just what I see. The amount of fucking gaslighting is insane, okay? They are gaslighting everybody into thinking that they are the same as natural born women. It's actually insane. It's actually crazy. Like, yo. Yo. Bro. Y'all need to stand the fuck up and take back what's yours. I'm be honest with you, okay? Take back what's yours because this shit is getting out of hand. This is getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand. That's all I got to say, man. Women, take back your power because you are losing it to fake women who don't even understand what it's like to be a woman, okay? I'm not a woman. I don't want to be a woman, okay? Yeah, I'll be okay with dressing up as a woman every once in a while because I think it's interesting to dress up because it's an outfit, okay? But, like, to actually be a woman? Fuck no. I like being a man. I like my dick. Thank you very much. Okay? So, like, this is, y'all need to do something. Y'all need to do something. Y'all better do it fast. Because this shit is, nah. I'll see y'all in the next podcast episode. Bye.